שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס.
Hello, we are reading lesson number 2 from the World Kabbalah Convention 2020, connecting to the root of life. Lesson number 2, there is none else besides him.
This is a central issue. Talking about the Creator, His uniqueness, how this force is one, unique, and unified, determines everything, how much we depend on it, confused about it, and we need to try to locate it. That's how we correct ourselves. So also, in what is there now besides him? The extent to which a person needs to scrutinize how in anything, in everything, in every action, word, thought, in anything, what he feels, he is feeling the Creator. How he feels it depends on how the Creator decides. Anything he feels against the Creator, against his singularity, against his role, is also the Creator. Except for the point that he has to find as his foundation, his existence out of absence. Outside of that point, everything else is the Creator. And as much as a person succeeds in doing that, to that extent, he raises himself. It's really he births himself, develops himself, and advances towards adhesion, which is the goal. Let's start. Maybe along the way we'll be able to touch that vast topic.
Excerpt number 1. According to the writing of the Ari, Tree of Life, know that before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, the upper dimple light had filled all of reality, balanced evenly and equally, and it is called the light of Ein Sof. And it didn't have Rosh or Sof, but it was all one simple light, equal on all of its sides, called O Ein Sof.
Meaning, there was a creature, a created being, because we're talking about a created being that determines that that's how it was, meaning he is in that state. In spirituality, there's no time, past, present, future, only states. So, the one who is writing this, in this case it's Thierry, it's Chaim, he's saying that this state that was in the beginning of creation is when the simple upper light was filling all of reality. And all of reality is the will to receive, and the light, which is the will to bestow, fills the will to receive to the very top, meaning under its complete control. This is the starting state in creation. With respect to us, this is the final state. This is in the other end compared to us. But relative to the beginning of creation, this is the starting state. Question. What does it mean that the upper light fills all of reality? How we, people, Kabbalists, attain that state, in what way, in what vessels, what does it mean that he is filling all of reality? How do we determine it about ourselves, and from that determine that this is how it was, how creation started. Please.
Maybe it would be possible to say that the upper light that fills reality, this is the force that enlivens everything, all the desires, deficiencies, that gives the fulfillment.
And Kabbalists came to it from attainment, from efforts to connect in the ten, to the extent they've annulled themselves in the connection, in this mutual, in inner mutuality. From within, the light shined and revealed to them there's one force operating in reality.
And from their attainment, they discovered that when they work in equivalence of form, toward bestowal, that the light simply fulfills them.
As Rav said, that's the final state for us, the corrected state, where everything is filled with bestowal. There's no room for the quality of reception, for the intention to receive.
And yesterday we talked about this, that besides special souls like Ari, Bala Sulam, we heard this in relation to personal correction, that only in the connection between us can we attain a kli in which he can reveal himself.
There's no empty space, meaning there's no third quality. It's either the control of the will to receive or the control of the quality of love and bestowal, and it fills everything. And before the quality of reception erupts and it controls things, everything else is filled by the quality of bestowal.
Yeah, reality is our desire, and the upper light that fills it. First of all, it's attaining the state of what controls our desire, which is the quality of bestowal. And when you come to that, you discover that what controlled our desire all the time was the quality of bestowal. Therefore, you discover that this was also the very initial state.
Additionally, when it includes all of the desires, there are no other desires that enter there. That's why it's the end. And they're all in order to bestow.
And of course, we're always about, did it happen internally, externally, did it happen in reality or not? Kabbalists write only about what goes on inside of us. And this is where the will to bestow is in complete control.
Rav, to what conditions a Kabbalist has to come to in order to determine such a state, where the upper light is filling all of reality? What's up with you? Go ahead.
So first of all, there has to be a tzimtzum over the will to receive, so it will be possible to identify that there is something else that fills the kli, and then you can determine that everything's the creator.
Has to come to a complete and total annulment of himself and complete equivalence with reality, with the upper force.
And then he discovers what Rami said, that there are only two. There's either my will to receive that controls everything, or the will to bestow that controls everything. And then if I make room for the light to work, then I discover that he's there.
Yeah, the situation where I have no thought of myself. Kabbalist doesn't think of himself, other he identifies himself with all of humanity, nature, the universe. This is his I.
And after an effort, reaches despair of his own forces, that then he can point at the Creator being able to save or help.
The revelation is attained through equivalence of form. Kabbalist has to come to equivalence of form with the light that's working entirely in love and bestow. There's no addition of desire by himself. Then he can determine that everything else is the light.
Then a Kabbalist works inside his group, inside his ten, and reaches annulment, and with its help, he actually enters the center of the ten and sees that the upper light fills all of reality, controls it, that all the desires to bestow, to receive, it's all by that quality of bestowal that directs everything and brings everything to its final complete goal.
And he sees everyone, he feels them as part of his soul, parts of his soul. There are many such depictions, we see it in all the articles, in the literature, both absolute love, the feeling of Adam HaRishon. I guess these are the conditions.
Are there any questions?
Are there any questions on that? Excerpt one? No. Go ahead.
Excerpt number two. Bala Sulam, the study of the Ten Sefirot. With one thought, this holy reality was emanated and created, upper and lower together, in the final state of the end of correction. That single thought performs everything. It is the essence of all the operations, the ultimate objective, and the essence of the labor. It is the very wholeness and the thought after reward. Excerpt number two, again, with one thought, this holy reality was emanated and created, upper and lower together, in the final state of the end of correction. That single thought performs everything. It is the essence of all the operations, the ultimate objective, and the essence of the labor. It is the very wholeness and the sought-after reward.
Meaning, from the first excerpt, where the upper light fills all of reality, we can understand that the will to receive was developed and completely filled by the upper light, the will to bestow. This is what the Kabbalist writes about it, attained light filling all of reality, and there was no empty space, meaning there was a sense of complete equivalence between the light and the vessel. There was no empty space and no vacant space. Everything was in equivalence, in identification, adhesion, and a revelation of the light by the desire. That state was arranged by the upper force, the Creator. The second excerpt says that in one thought, the whole reality was emanated in the final state of the end of correction, meaning the end of correction is that state that was in the beginning. There are not changes in the states, rather everything is as a single state, because that's how the Creator determines and that's how it's done. But with respect to the created beings, in order to give them an opportunity to understand, to attain, to exist, we have certain actions inside the creatures that make them feel like they're going through states of concealment, lack of understanding, lack of attainment, and then they go through certain actions. And then from attaining only a part of creation, only partial adhesion with the Creator, they have room for exertion, for labor, where they can determine themselves and exist in that. Otherwise, they will have no way of actually existing. That's why the work, the exertion, the attainment that is taking place in them, all of that is in order to give the created beings the ability to feel that they exist, they evolve, and in their work, on their work rather, depends the result. And by that they can reach wholeness, adhesion, everything we study. Meaning, although in all at once, in one thought, the thought of creation, everything was done, started and ended, it's all one state. Nevertheless, later on, with respect to the created beings, in order to give them place to exist, to improve, to attain the Creator, and a restriction was performed, and then all the other actions that the Creator is arranging towards them in order to give them place to exist. Okay, is that clear? No questions.
כן. איך לי יותר מועיל להתייחס למצב הזה כשהוא קיים או שאנחנו...
What's the right way to relate to this situation that it already exists or that we have to build it?
Practically? No. Practically, there's only one state. Everything exists, nothing changes, but only with respect to the person who attains it.
And therefore his work is what?
That's why his work is in correcting himself, since outside of him there's nothing else to correct. Everything is ready. All his work is to connect to the Creator and receive from him all the missing qualities that he needs in order to attain the complete truth. Okay? Let's go.
Excerpt number 3. Bala Sulam, Shamati 67, Turn Away from Evil. Besides man's body, there is only the Creator. Since the Creator wants man to feel himself as a separate entity from the Creator. But other than that, everything is, the whole earth is full of his glory. Again, excerpt number 3. Besides man's body, there is only the Creator. Since the Creator wants man to feel him, to feel himself as a separate entity from the Creator. But other than that, everything is, the whole earth is full of his glory.
זאת אומרת, מה שנראה לאדם שמשהו קיים,
meaning if it appears to a person that something exists and it's not the upper light filling all of reality, it's a result of the fact that a person did not correct himself. But if he will, he will see that there are no creatures, there's no world, there's no concealment, there's no nothing. Only the upper light that fills all of reality. And all of reality is man's desire.
What does it mean that what is this upper light in the work? Usually we don't talk about it.
The force of bestowal that fills the force of reception. Or the quality of bestowal that fills the quality of reception. Other than those two, there's nothing else in creation, in reality. And as a person reveals the force of reception in him, accordingly he can reveal and fill himself with the force of bestowal. This means that he comes to adhesion with the Creator, and the Creator fills him. Same question, nice.
I'm still not in attainment of what Dari and Baal HaSulam write about, therefore how should I relate to what we're reading?
Of course we're not in those high states. They're speaking from, it's a state of the end of correction. What the Arbi writes about. Before the emanated beings were emanated and so on and so forth, he attains that state. No one told him about it. He attained it, he discovered it, and then he wrote about it. And then all the states below that down to this world and then back up. And this is the level of a person's attainment. So what are you asking?
So what do I do with these laws? How do I work with it? Do I assume that it's correct, or I examine it, or what do I do?
From that, you see that you are entirely a will to receive. And your work is to fill it with the will to bestow. So these two forces of nature will be working in harmony between them. That's your work. In every state you're in, you need to come, in other words, to identify with the Creator.
Am I supposed to be critical in relation to what's written?
You can be critical towards your state compared to what's written. But with respect to what's written, with what mind or reason are you going to criticize it? If you don't have any attainment in it, how can you criticize it? I disagree, it must not be it. With what attainment, what reason, what discernments?
But I don't have the mind to agree or disagree, I have to examine.
Okay, no problem. You can disagree. It's your business. Then the forces of nature will work on you over time, a long time, maybe many years, thousands of years, and they will bring you to a state where you will agree. You will see that this is how it is. You can see humanity. It doesn't learn about the fact that it needs to be round, connected, integral. It doesn't want to. But little by little, through blows and wars and other blows, they will learn, they will understand that according to the laws of nature, we have no other choice but to be in one bundle, all of us.
So I'm actually supposed to see that in the 10 that these rules, laws truly apply.
If a Kabbalist writes this and we accept the wisdom of Kabbalah as a method of life and correction, living and correction, then we have to be impressed by it correctly and do it. What else is there to do? I have no criticism of what on what he wrote. I can only do it if I'm in the same level, but how can I be in that same level? I have no way of attaining that same level for the time being.
But to agree and say that it's 100% true is also an incorrect approach, or is it?
I try to agree with it 100%, even more. So that out of that, determine what should I do in order to reach in practice what he's writing about. More?
Would it be true to say that the upper light will be the realization of the thought of creation to do good to his creations, to his created beings?
Also that.
Before we discover that the upper light fills the whole reality, what is there?
Before that, there's nothing. You discover nothing. You discover this state. As it says, before the emanations were emanated, the creatures were created. Meaning, emanated, creatures, forms, beings, meaning all those forms of the will to receive that came to light to be. Before that, there was a state of the will to receive called reality, and it was filled with the upper light. Or existence, rather, it was filled with the upper light, and the upper light was filling all of existence. And because the upper light was simple, the upper light that filled it seemingly suppressed it. That was the starting state. We still don't feel the will to receive that is working from state one, Matzav Aleph. And then, inside the will to receive, there begins an action, restrictions, discernment, until that will to receive is starting to become clearer and clearer. It appears more with restrictions on top of restrictions and degrees and so on and so forth. Why? Because the nature of the light in it that is working on the will to receive is to awaken the will to receive to action. The light reveals in the will to receive a feeling of contradiction compared to the upper light that fills it. And this sensation of the gap between the will to receive and the light is called a deficiency. And then the will to receive must perform certain actions in order to erase, to neutralize, to fill the deficiency, and then it starts to work. From that, we get expansion and evolution and the descent of the will to receive and the light in it from that uppermost point, the beginning of creation, and down to Sium, the final point of this world.
Suppose now I'm not in revelation of the upper light. What fills my reality right now?
You are in the world of Ensof. Nothing had changed. Rather, your feeling, your attainment, your perception. Is extremely limited, lowly even, and it lets you see and feel and understand from that highest state of itself only a small part of it, which is the state that you're feeling. That's it. And then when you feel dissatisfaction in your state, lack of pleasure, lack of attainment, understanding, you begin to perform actions in order to compensate, complete this deficiency. And in those actions, you're trying to perform all those actions until you attain, as a result of your bitter experience, since you have no other choice, but to turn to the upper force that arranged everything, including even your feeling. I'm the first, I'm the last. Then you understand that ultimately what you can do is turn to Him. And in turning to Him, here you have to scrutinize, how do I turn to Him? What do I want from Him? What am I asking from Him? Until a person begins to ask for the right thing, where ultimately you wish to feel or to see all of creation as one belonging to you, and you are praying for it, and you want to unify it in order to make room, complete and whole room for the upper light to be revealed, to fill it, and to be delighted in it. That's it.
Дорогой Рав, вот то, что...
What he writes here about the light fulfilling the entire world and everything, does it mean that a Kabbalist that attains it, he is bestowing to the entire world in order to feel that the entire world is full of light?
In order to be in bestowal to the whole world, there's no need to be in sof. From the beginning, we're starting to learn it and to realize it, to implement it as much as possible, as best as we can. Our whole study begins from the fact that we are in a round world, one soul, the soul of Adam HaRishon, one created being, and only because of our own shattering, we see this single vessel divided, shattered, arranged in different desires and forces that exist between them. But in truth, everything is one. And according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I need to receive, to accept all of humanity, all of reality as one complete thing that belongs to me and to the upper force together. I belong to this big Kli that includes billions of details and all the worlds and everything that, all of that in total is me. But I can see it because of my shattering, don't say it is mine, my own. And the force that enlivens and fills is the Creator. And in this way I come to the complete adhesion in the Creator, because I bring all the vessels to adhesion, and the Creator accordingly shines, connects, and fills. Okay? Let's continue. Kiev, is that okay?
Well, in general, then, yes, but you're saying that a Kabbalist has to bestow to the entire world in order to attain this upper state.
Of course, if I had the ability to calm the whole world down, unite everyone as brothers, as friends, in one body, as one man, in one heart, wouldn't I have done this? What kind of recognition you have in creation if you don't want it to be this way? You want to do it against the Creator?
What Deary writes about here is an even higher state than the Creator, the creation of the created beings, because there are no created beings yet. Who is he bestowing to in order to be able to feel the state that He comes before the state of the creation of the created beings.
The Kabbalist attains it from below up, when he begins to connect all the parts of creation by his own efforts, his own prayers. And then the world, it's, you know, each and every one has a world, and this Kabbalist attains that all those things can unite and be corrected according to his request, according to his demand to the Creator, and in this way he will see reality. He is demanding, he's asking, he's praying, doing all these actions in order to unite all these parts in his mind, in his desire, all these parts that he sees in the world. I don't see the world outside of me. I see the world in my desires, in my thoughts. And to the extent they are shattered, the world looks big and dispersed. And if I can unite them in one thought of creation, one goal, one tendency, the world begins to be more and more connected to the plan, the system, the formula. And in this way, I come closer and closer to a world that is becoming one vessel and one light that is working in it. And I understand that when I got to it, that this is the starting point of creation. There was one light in one vessel. And then in order to give this kli, this vessel that the Creator created, the ability to attain Him, to understand Him, to sense Him, this attainment of the creature can only be from a thing and its opposites. So the Creator performs a restriction and a shattering and all the preparations for concealment and preparation for revelation, gradually in 125 degrees, then the creature that comes out of the light in 5 degrees, the tip of the Yod, Yod Kei Vav Kei, accordingly the creature attains it and he returns back to the complete Havaya. In that he attains creation, the Creator, adhesion, everything. But if he understands, from the outset that the structure is like that, because he learned about it from a Kabbalist, and he believes what they're saying, there are things he can't believe them on, according to his mind. Then he goes above reason, despite his mind, against his mind. And there are such things that he does understand and attains. We can understand and agree with what was in the world of himself, as the Ari tells us. So it turns out that even now, we can begin to understand that the concern for the whole world actually belongs to each and every Kabbalist. In practice, first of all, we correct the vessels of bestowal, called Yashar Kel, Israel. And then we correct the vessels of reception, called Ahab, the nations of the world. But in truth, the end of correction, as Baal Salam writes, is something that belongs to everyone.
Vilnius.
Ари в случае Ари, то есть он в этом усилие соединить все части творения.
If you can start over again.
Maybe say in English.
Начни сначала.
Repeat. From the top.
When we talk about Ari, the Kabbalist, he reveals this from the very start, from the effort of trying to bring everything together into one and to discover love in everything. And we follow this whole and complete image and start feeling it and understanding it.
I didn't understand. Anyone understood this question? Besides you, no one. Again, Vilnius.
A Kabbalist, like the Ari. Reveals this text was born as a result of the effort of trying to unite all the broken parts into one, to unite everything. And then he reveals the text and understands it.
Yes. Okay, that was the question. Okay. Latin America 7.
Hola, Rob. Me cuesta mucho hacer esta pregunta.
Hello, Rob. The question is, when a Kabbalist ties all parts of creation together, when there is equivalence of form between the creator and the created beings, how is it possible to talk about existence if there's no resistance or something that's opposite, something that is in parallel that stimulates your perception? Who attains whom when everything's corrected?
It's kind of a cunning question. We are going to attain all of creation in an integral way, or everything comes to unity, unification, reconciliation. By that, we are not canceling these opposing forces. On the contrary, you constantly go and discover forces that are more at odds with each other, greater forces, according to which line he who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater. Our desire is revealed each time as greater. So if you think that this opposition, the collisions, the disagreement, disagreeing with the Creator, disregarding his things, all sorts of demands and complaints, they think they disappear. On the contrary, they don't disappear. In the highest degrees, during the descent, a creature is capable of killing the Creator, if you can even imagine it. Truly so. The will to receive is a klipa, it's a shell that appears inside a man. And that's how he is. That's what his state is. If it's close to him, if it's felt like this, then it's him. And gradually he goes by our method to a different state, and then he balances those states. But the states themselves do not become easier. Just know. More and more, and they are in a state that's more and more in opposition. They tell us that the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill each other. Zohar doesn't think he's telling us about something terrible. Those are standard things. There are worse things than that. How much a person can deride another is how much he is willing to slaughter anyone and anything. He has no consideration for anyone, including the Creator, only with himself and with something that might be even a crumb of pleasure. not to think about. They let him see how even down to this crumb of pleasure he's in his will to receive and is incapable of giving up on it. So, wait. You need to change a chair or something. What's happening there? It's yours? You can sit, but fall asleep. That's it.
Адам маргиш рационот, рацион. Если рацион.
A person has a desire. Still vegetative, animate, speaking desires, he feels the entire world, and he also has thoughts. I use them to my own benefit or to the benefit of others. This is how we're made.
Can you ask?
Yeah, the question is, I feel the desires of this world, but don't feel the desires of other people, of the friends. Why? As if have to connect in order to feel the desires of the friends.
Because you don't want to. Why should you feel what your friends are thinking about? It's easier for you to feel them as still or as vegetative. So, look, my friends are developing. They were yesterday like that, today they're like this. You treat them like plants. Then you say no. They also do different actions. They move like this, like that. Then you treat them like animals. But to treat them like the speaking degree with a free choice. So where's you? What do you do? Still don't have such an attitude.
But this is our entire work.
Right?
So how is it possible to overcome the still vegetative inanimate in order to feel man?
In 125 degrees, you're unable to do it right now. You're incapable. Simply incapable of seeing in the friend the force of the Creator. You can't relate to him, seemingly the Creator that's before you and working accordingly.
So how do you start working in the 10? Because all the work in the 10 is...
You heard what I said. Now try and do it. I have nothing more to add. Everything else belongs to your action. Now you're putting the pressure on me, so I will also do the action for you. I can't.
The work is to feel them as an Adam, their desires.
More than that, as a creator.
Несмотря на то, что каббалисты делают исправления большие в мире,
despite the great corrections that Kabbalists do in the world, and they see everything that it's the Creator, see the Creator in everything, and there was Rabbi Shimon and the destruction of the temple and everything else on the way. How do the corrections influence reality?
I didn't get the question.
Again, how Kabbalists, by correcting themselves, influence the world?
Where does one belong to the other? The Kabbalists correct things on the one hand, on the other hand, there are different horrors taking place in the world. One does not belong to the other. It's not contradict the other. Whether, well, if Kabbalists were working well in the world, if there were good, powerful Kabbalists in the world, everything would have been calmed down. Quiet, why? Where are you taking this from? What about the rest of the people who wouldn't feel any torments? They would have been in heaven? So, ultimately, they would feel that the purpose of creation is like a cow. Give her some grass, a place to stay, and water, it's all good. Or like a donkey. Give her wheat seeds and water, and then the donkey is set. You think that's how it is? No. Each and every one must discover these torments. And ultimately, eventually, these torments become more clarified, meaning that he's feeling torments because of a lack of attainment of the Creator, lack of adhesion in the Creator. And then the torments disappear to the extent that there's no more room for torments, since where there was room for torments, there's now the revelation of the Creator to the creature.
So, when we say that, we can prevent something, suppose a third world war, because we can influence reality somehow. Or what?
If we could feel, understand, attain these great torments of the third world war, that we'll be able to correct ourselves in this way so as not to go through a third world war in practice, but only in potential. Since in potential, we will go through these torments in our desires. But you can't come to the end of correction before we go through Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet of the will to receive with a lack of light, then with a correction of the Kli, and then the filling of the Kli. You can't. Okay.
Santiago
de Chile. All done, Santiago.
Hello, Rav. Friends. From the beginning of creation, Israel had complaints against the Creator. Does it also happen all throughout the 125 degrees when we have a descent? At what point can we say that the Creator is good that does good?
In each and every degree, we can and we must come to a state where we correct ourselves, and then we accept the Creator's fulfillment in our brain and our heart, and then we are in adhesion with Him, and in that we determine that He is good who does good. But unless we perform all these actions and come to it, to the revelation of the Kli, all the torments in the Kli, and we will scrutinize them either through the reforming light or through the blows or both, and we'll perform the corrections and the fulfillments. Without that, we won't be able to determine the state of the Creator as the good who does good. Where I can see in the end of my action the need for the starting of the action. That whatever I've gone through, I justify the Creator, since I wouldn't have been able to attain the current state without really going through all the previous states. And today it's difficult for us to agree with it, but that's how it is. Okay?
Excerpt number 4, Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe, as it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith. To believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world, and this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
שהאדם עושה את השם למלך עליו.
זאת אומרת, אני נמצא באיזה...
Meaning, I am in a certain reality. I read what the Kabbalists write to me, that there is nothing else besides him. The Creator fills everything, surrounds everything, all of the whole world, all of reality, all of existence, and I try in my imagination, in my efforts, with my friends, with the study, in anything possible, I try to behave as if this is so, that the Creator fills all of reality. Although I have no feeling of it and no... no reason for it, but that's how I try to accept reality and treat it this way. Try it. We must do it. We must see that the Creator fills everything, surrounds everything. After a person does it, this is the meaning of believing. What is belief? I accept reality as if the Creator is truly in it and fills it and surrounds it, as if this is what I feel. After I make enough efforts in order to relate to reality in this way, I begin to discover that the Creator is truly present in this reality and is revealed in it. And then I see that he truly does rule everything, and in my effort I discovered him. How much? Until the whole land is full of his glory. So we have a period of efforts, as if the Creator fills everything and surrounds everything on the one hand, and on the other hand, to the extent that he is revealed, I have a different kind of work, which we will discuss later. When I have this other work, I yearn to that work that I had in my exertion and belief when I didn't feel the Creator, but I was in an effort to relate to reality as if he was present and feeling it and determining everything and surrounding it. And when I discover that it truly is so, he surrounds everything, he feels everything, I have an opposite kind of work. I conceal this picture. Like it's written about Moses who concealed his face, and he was rewarded with the picture of the Creator. Meaning, then I have a different kind of work, where I conceal from myself that the Creator is filling all of reality, and I'm above it. That's it. I don't want to accept him as the one who feels everything. I want to be in faith. That's half of it, let's say. I need to relate to reality right now as Kabbalists are saying, something that is filled with the presence of the Creator who creates everything, surrounds everything, and is bringing everything to the end of correction. Read it again.
Again, excerpt number 4, Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of his glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see him, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds.
meaning the Creator did us a great favor by concealing Himself, giving us an opportunity to exert in faith, in labor.
And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice,
choice of what? That according to my mind and my feeling, the Creator is not present, and I do everything, behave as if I'm in His complete presence.
The Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world. And this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
And then he will have to start performing restrictions. The concealing screen. That's later. But the fact that we have to behave in each moment, in all the states that we are, as if we are in the world of the Upper One, there has to be in action.
No.
You again.
Rav, what does it mean that behind every friend there is the Creator?
I look at you. I need to see that there's a puppet in front of me. In it, the Creator. And He's playing with me. Through you. I don't ascribe any personality, any actions to you, or anything. Rather, this is what the Creator is presenting me as one of my own qualities.
In this game, how to understand that if it's the Creator, why is it that sometimes you see the friends saying opposite things if it's the Creator?
You're gonna get complicated.
How do I work with that?
That's something else. How to work. How you see is one thing. How you work with it is something else. To work, you need to work as if it's coming from the Creator only. Period. Period. From the Creator. There's nothing to do. Or anything that happens to you or with you is from what else, none else besides Him. What's new?
There's nothing new, but if there's none else besides Him, why are there opposite things?
Ask Him.
Contradicting matters.
These are basic things. What's to do here? We have to beat Him all the time. What did I want to say?
Mark Coleman.
Previously, we said that in relation to the friend, if I relate to him as the still vegetative animate or the speaking, that eventually I suppose that the friend has freedom of choice. And now when you answer Tehran that behind the friend there is the Creator, what do I relate to the friend? What does it mean that I relate something to the friend, that he has freedom of choice?
Nothing. I ascribe nothing to the friends. Each and everyone represents a certain discernment that the Creator wants me to have. I have to connect with them, have to accept them, have to devour them and attach them to me. Then I'll have a partsuf of 10 sefirot.
So friends have no free choice?
This is your free choice to accept it or not.
If
I don't see that the Creator exists, I don't feel it, but I do act that way, what does it mean that the Creator reveals Himself to man?
After performing certain number of efforts, and you seemingly imagine Him correctly, in all those states that He has arranged for you along the way, you begin to feel it, truly so. He exists. You can say, well, it's my imagination that built Him. You can say that.
But where is it felt that it's really true? In your mind and heart, where you didn't feel it before?
In the mind and the feeling that couldn't sense it because they didn't have those discernments in the mind and in the feeling.
So actually, the Creator has no freedom of choice. He completely depends on man's actions.
No, you're so happy about it.
So I can do more than the Creator can?
Yes. Yeah, you can even perform actions that you'll be ashamed of later. In what are you free? You're free to make mistakes. That's what's happening. Okay?
It said everything besides man's body in excerpt number 3.
Other than his desire.
What does it mean? What is that desire which is not the Creator?
That's how I feel, that it's separate from the upper force. Separate because I'm controlling it and not the Creator. I feel my desire and what's happening in my desire as my own.
And after that, I feel that He controlled it. But at first,
later, each time more and more, I feel that my desires are in His control.
So eventually, none else besides Him includes also the desire that I have.
Of course, I'm the first and I'm the last.
So it's true only for the time of correction.
No, we don't become true slaves. All those doubts, rejections, problems, disagreements, all those things, they accumulate, they assemble and they remain, and I, thanks to them, I'm opposite from the Creator and I'm also in adhesion with the Creator. All those degrees, all the coarseness in them and everything remains with all those discernments, with all the falls, the sense, my efforts that I'm against the Creator. All those things get accumulated on the one hand, and on the other hand, all the attainments on top of them, and both of them connect to the special day, as we say.
Meaning a Kabbalist feels the reality of the world to receive, and that it is all filled with the Creator, and that both the desire and the Creator are the Creator nonetheless.
I can't express it. We need to protect all those discernments. It's protected. It's like saved. All the discernments, good, bad, and one against the other too, should be revealed. Then the uniqueness of the Creator will complete, reconcile everything. But the bad things remain, they're not erased, and not like in this world we want to remember that? We don't want to remember it. Of course not. Without it, we'll have no stature. We'll become zero. We become canceled before him. So why do the whole path? That's what he wants from us, that we will be able to stand like him.
Excerpt number 5. Rabash, the point in the heart. When the temple was ruined, it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple, where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of four between the giver and the receiver, so the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action. As it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli, and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creations, to the creatures. Again, excerpt number 5. It says, when the temple was ruined, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple, where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli, and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creatures.
Any questions?
No.
First and the second one. Ask.
In the beginning, the will to receive shows or explains the Creator as something sweet. When does this attitude change?
When he begins to feel concealment. When he begins to feel concealment. Second question.
If man's work is only in the intention, so what is the intention and the action?
Doing means that we ascribe or relate what's happening to the Creator as the good who does good. This is the action, the doing on our part. Okay, no more questions. Moscow.
Today I understood that in order not to be a vegetable or an animal, every person has to have free choice. So what is man's free choice and what does it depend on?
The only choice we have is to see behind each action, thought, words, speech or action, behind everything that's taking place, to see in that the hand of the Creator. We determine in that there is no one besides Him. This is our work. This is where our attention should be. Everything is only in that. In the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, everything we feel. We need to try and see the work of the Creator in there. And only that. We should try to locate Him in each state and in every degree. This is our work. We'll determine that there is nothing besides Him. That's it.
יש הרגשה, אם תוכל אולי להסביר אותה, יש הרגשה
שכשהחברים מגיעים that when friends come from all around the world, it helps seeing that there is none else besides him. I don't exactly know how to explain this, but it helps you really see that there is one force acting in reality.
Yeah. Because you see that more and more people come far, according to the place they come from, their mentality, the language, even they're distant, but they think like you, they are under the influence of the Upper One with you. By that, you are pointing to an Upper One who's one for everyone. Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
Hello.
אם אפשר שאלה בקשר למצוות בחירה?
Can I ask about the precept of choice? The previous excerpt about free choice.
I answered about the choice. The choice is in trying from the concealment to make the Creator king, crown him as king, as the one who determines everything and doing everything, and in the form of good who does good. And when I see concealment, it's concealment in on the origin of the actions and the thoughts. He's concealed there. And the second concealment is that he's good. He's the good who does good. And what appears is that it's seemingly evil. So I have to overcome the concealment and accept it in faith above reason, as we say, that the Creator is nevertheless present and nevertheless good who does good. And from my decision, my determination, I want this action not to appear this way to my corrupted heart and mind, my egoistic heart and mind. Rather, I want to see how they should appear to the corrected person. And in that, I raise myself to correction. So I demand of the Creator, let me relate to things in this way, let me see things this way, and so on and so forth. But I start from trying each time to overcome what I feel, what I understand. The upper force, it's not the upper force and it's not the good who does good, and I determine it is the upper force and it is the good who does good. Without seeing it, I want to accept it in this way. This is faith above reason. From these efforts, we come to discover him. That's what he writes, and there is no else besides him. Okay, I see that you are full. Well, let's let it go. Where's Miron?
Shalom.
We're
going to the article of peace. We're going to go over the same parts we covered yesterday. We're going to repeat them a little bit. Where I didn't understand you and you didn't understand me. I'm very confused. I'm perplexed. Why is this happening to us?